Welcome to the New Earth Architectress, where we'll be exploring together what is an architectress, what is the New Earth, and how is the evolution in consciousness paving the way for your leading role in architecture. I'm your host, Aisha Rose Melody Hassan, and I'm so excited to share with you what's possible when you lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and your divine calling. If you're a woman architect or designer who's hearing a deep call to take your stand as an ancient temple builder of the future, welcome. Now is the time, and we are the ones. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the New Earth Architectress podcast. My name is Aisha Rose Melody Hassan, and I'm an architect, alchemical healer, and the creator of the Sacred Blueprint. And I am so thrilled to have a special guest today on our show who's going to share about the way she weaves the world of spirit, the world of magic, the world of alchemy, astrology into her design practice. She is an architect, an interior designer. She is an artist as well as a house coach. And today she's going to be sharing her wisdom about Venus and building beauty and how to weave her energetics into building the homes, the sanctuaries of our future, the homes for our souls, and for our transformation. So I'm so delighted to have Maria Isabel Barrero on our show. Thank you, Maria, for joining us today.
Hello, Aisha. Thank you so much for inviting me to this beautiful space. And hello to all of your beautiful audience here too. And I am very excited about our conversation today.
Yeah, I am too. And for those of you who are tuning into the YouTube video, I just noticed as Maria was saying her thank you that we both have candles lit today. I've got my altar set up in the back. Maria has this beautiful, beautiful altar. So make sure you check. I'm seeing it as a shifting altar on her desk, and this beautiful orchids and plants. And before coming on today, I said to myself, things have to be beautiful. Things have to be beautiful. I need to be beautiful for Maria's interview. I need to dress up. And I think that it's actually Venus whispering through. Before you dive into the wisdom of Venus and how she can help us to build healing spaces, I would love for you to introduce yourself to the audience. Tell us a little bit more about the particular kind of alchemical architecture and interior design and art that you create.
Okay, so I am from Bogota, Colombia. And I live right now in the United States. And I studied architecture. And then since I was very little, I fell in love with art. And art has been my companion all my life. And it has been very helpful in the way that allows me to express myself in so many different ways and to find and craft solutions for my own life. And when I started architecture, and I know that you relate, I relate to you and you relate to me on that one, it was very draining, a draining profession, you know, the roles that we tend to find in the market for us to as sensitive women in the world. It was very constricted. And I have a family with art and with a lot of craftsmanship in the family. So my grandfather and my father, they had a carpentry, then I had a carpentry too. And I started designing these spaces and very interested in the materials of the earth. So doing pottery and doing carpentry and then designing these spaces. But my conversation with my clients was just very much about the end result, you know, what they were gonna have, and then the things that were not working, and then that was it, you know, like all the rest of the process was like more with me or in my shop. And then I started craving like a deeper relationship with my clients and really helping them deeper, you know, more than the color of the paint or more than sanding the edge of these things. Because in our homes are a mirror of our lives, and they are the containers of all the unfoldment of our lives. It's like a very fertile soil, and the conversation was very superficial. So then I connected to one teacher, a very dear teacher. She's from Denmark, and then I studied with her house coaching. Her name is Kirsten Stino, and this was like a huge eye-opening for me, because it was now the conversation of my feelings and my emotions in my space that was something very new to me. Because it was just more like the rules that you have to follow to create the spaces, and following maybe trends, and then the not do's and the do's that you have to do, not really connecting with the unique feelings, the unique ADN of the person. So that opened for me this capacity of creative freedom, you know, like tapping into freedom to be able to create what my soul really desires, and help and guide my clients to go through that process too. So that was very beautiful. But then I moved here to the US, and I had like this huge awakening in my life as a woman and spiritually with the pregnancy of my girl when I moved into this country. And then I devoted myself to that handcrafted lifestyle with her, really being present. I wanted to be a mother, very present, because I started like very late with this profession of motherhood. And then COVID hit, and I was able to see all the collapse that was happening around. And in that moment, I was just being called to look at the sky, you know, and to look at the unfoldment of the energetics, you know, because there were things that were not just happening to me, but to everyone. We were all immersed in the same. So then it was like that need of understanding the energetics behind what was going on, and understanding the architecture of the cosmos, you know, the energetic architecture. We are architects, and we know how is the structure and how to work with different elements. But then the knowledge of astrology helped me to understand the energetic architecture of the universe, how we are channeling also those archetypes and those energies within ourselves. And then by understanding more about these archetypes, these energetic archetypes, about alchemy, which is the transformation of the lead aspects of ourselves into gold, and also the magic, which is calling upon the forces, the energy, and believing and trusting in these energies that we're cultivating to obtain certain results. So this was like a beautiful combination, because and then tidying everything up, because when I had this awakening initially very young in my life with art, I understood that was a channeling, you know, that was a spiritual practice that I had developed since I was little. It was not just painting, and it was really a spiritual practice, and how art helps me combine all of these and create my own and unique mix in this equation, where I not only take care of like the aesthetical aspects and maybe structural aspects of it, but the energetics, the feeling. So it's a very holistic approach, the one that I've been developing.
Wow, beautiful. Congratulations. Congratulations on stepping into this next level of you. And it's actually not even sufficient to say next level, but it's like it's you, right? It's the essence of you. And you're really now bridging all the parts, all the aspects of you, your gifts, your intuitive gifts, your that spiritual practice that you now you're just like, wow, yeah, that is a spiritual practice. It is a spiritual practice to create in this way. And yeah, congratulations. And I certainly relate with you, Maria, that yeah, the COVID was there was a it was a time where a lot of people were going through many awakenings, and they were forced to, I mean, some people forced to take a look at themselves, but also their homes, right, and their spaces, because during lockdown, right, where there wasn't much, socializing outside, and people were locked down. And yeah, I just think about tuning into what you're saying about the turning lead into gold. I think a lot of people experienced some pretty dark nights of the soul too, including myself. I mean, I was during that time in the process. You said I had to look to the sky, and then you realized you saw the energetics of the universe. The energetic architecture of the universe. That's just beautiful. I got shivers when you said that. And I remember during that time for me too, Maria, where I was being called in fact, it was actually the Pleiades constellation that was really drawing me in. I'm not someone who knows very much about astrology, but I just felt such a strong connection. And I'm not someone who really is about like, oh, Pleiadian series, like everyone's kind of in this club of like, from this star thing. I don't know if you're like that. I don't want to like diss anybody, but I did feel a very strong connection with that constellation. And I felt like the energies from that constellation were supporting me in opening up my throat, my creative capacity. The larynx especially was like, it was building up, building up, building up. And then I was guided to quit my part-time job in architecture at a firm that I was working at. And then the sacred blueprint started to stream through the right. So it's beautiful that, we were both in different parts of the world. And we both heard the call. And I'd say, Maria, we're not that many in the world. I don't know if you're sensing that too, but I just, again, we're really blazing this trail, and I see this as the architecture of the future, to be bridging spirit with design. And so again, once again, I commend you and applaud you for taking this bold leap and speaking openly about spiritual energetics in our field.
Yes, and thank you for what you are just sharing too, because also big part of our job is to embody that. Like if we receive the call, if we receive the vision, is to go for that vision, with desire to develop that vision. And that requires a lot of working, working in yourself, working with your
Yes,
voice,
yes.
working with your harnessing your power. Trusting in your voice. Like in that moment, seeing around me like so much collapse, not only in the homes of the people because they were not being present in their homes, but in their relationships, in their work, was like a wake-up call for everyone to see, okay, where you are in your life, where you are in the relationship with your life, how is your life working? So that was like very awakening. And in that moment, I started like receiving like the information of the name of my company, like
Yes,
a
yes.
sacred architecture is the space to love, and all these philosophy behind, but that you are bringing that out. And sometimes we can feel, should I be saying this?
Yes,
Should I be
absolutely. Yeah.
like building up this trust, as you said, building up, and we are few wanting to put our voices out because a lot of people do not do that. So
Yeah, and there's various reasons why they may be blocked. They may be it fear of, I used to be scared of being ostracized by the Architects Association.
yes, absolutely, absolutely. Or the other architects that you
Or the
start.
other architects, or I was terrified of losing clients,
Exactly.
right? And who's going to, want this? How am I going to explain it? How am I going to,
It's deep realignment with those people out there that are meant to be working also with you, because that's how it needs to be. You need to
Exactly. Yeah.
like focus somewhere and make your path more clear, your light more clear.
And then we see it in many fields anyway, right? Now, the medicine, science, with the quantum, and I mean, in so many fields now, people are bridging the world of energy with their practice. But now I think it's high time that the architects starts, and of course, not every architect, it's not like forcing anybody to but I do sincerely believe that that is the future. The more we recognize the world of spirit, actually, the more we recognize the role of the divine feminine, Mother Earth as a living being, which is very much the basis of the sacred blueprint that I've been working on and creating and helping my clients birth their sanctuaries through. That the land is living, right? The land is living. She's our body, we are her body. And that's the feminine aspect that has been missing for so long. So as a bridge, I would love to hear your wisdom about Venus and how it can support our clients. I mean, a lot of the women that are listening, and some men as well, that are listening to my podcast are designers, are architects who are eager to bridge spirit with form. So how can, of course, your own methodology is m most probably connected to the Venus wisdom as well, but yeah, there's something special about Venus going on too, right now in astrology as well. Can you first, set a context for us here?
So right now Venus is in one of her signs of rulership, which is Libra. And Libra is this sign where we see the balance, in Libra season we tend to pay attention to the relationship we have with life, with ourselves, with the world around, and with everyone, our relationships, and bring more balance into that. Bring more balance into our relationships. And also, well, right now Venus has a cycle where she goes down. The cycle of Venus is going within ourselves, into the depths of ourselves, to meet our shadow and then bring the jewels out. So right now we just passed the sacral chakra, and then we're gonna go into the underworld. So
Oh,
it's
like
another
Inanna, the Inanna mythology, yeah.
the death of Inanna is coming, and we are in that moment in time where we are in the darkness, and to like finding ourselves with that other part of ourselves. And so it's a beautiful moment to work with Venus. Also, we just went through this new moon in Libra. We planted seeds in or planting these the seeds this week in Libra, and then we're heading towards a Taurus full moon, and Taurus is the second sign that she rules. So she has been enhanced right now, and we just finalized Libra season, so the sun was also in Libra, so she was just very exalted. And it's a beautiful moment of the year to work with her. So, yeah, Venus is the goddess of love, of beauty, of harmony. And the energy of Venus is just very special because she brings beauty. She brings beauty into the world and joy. And Venus connects us with the arts and with spirit. And Venus connects us with the sacredness of life, of being in the present moment at each given moment. And it's just beautiful to work with her because I have, in my personal experience, I have understand her energy by just tapping more into my own essence, my feminine essence, and my creativity, because Venus help us work with our creativity. And there are just so many things about her that we can implement in our lives that is kind of like overwhelming. Like, where do I start? Like telling you how many things. But yeah, that's the work with Venus. And
Wow.
yeah, and as I was mentioning, we all have these archetypes within ourselves. Like we tend to see, like, yeah, the planets are out there and Venus is at, but actually we are channeling, we are having that thread of energy within ourselves as much as we're having the Mars and the Mercury and the Sun and the Moon. Those are the personal planets. So each one of them has a different aspect, and then the Venus is the sacred feminine. But it's sacred feminine in the body, in the pleasure of the senses, in the joy, in the enjoyment of the moment. Venus helps us like connect to our heart. Our heart is the center where Venus resides, and in the heart is where the soul and the body meets. Soul drops into your heart, is your first spark of light, and then meets life in the pulse of life, in the heart. And so Venus, by connecting ourselves with our hearts, we connect with spirit through her wisdom, and we receive through Venus, we receive the visions, we receive the visions. With Venus, we tap into our most sacred values in life. Like through working with her, you can see how aligned are you with your values in life, with what you cherish and really appreciate in life. You give appreciation, like more value to the things that you already value with Venus. And then when you have a vision, she allows us also to tap into that desire to create, because in the heart, we receive that spirit of creation, of life force creation energy through our hearts. And she helps us to bring that out into art, into beauty. And there is something very deep about beauty. And you just see it outside, and it's in nature. And nature helps us tap into also the spirit and the essence of Venus, because it is there in beauty, in creation. And there is like this sacred geometry that we see in life, in the flowers, for example, and it's this pentacle shape, or the five-pointed
Five
star.
pointed, yeah.
And that five-pointed star is also a shape that is shaped in the heavens by the cycle of Venus. She draws in the heavens a five-pointed star, and is the same one that you can see in nature and you can see in so many other religions, traditions, they work with the
Right,
pen
sacred symbols. Yeah.
way. So there are certain coincidences that you can see in nature, and that you can connect to that frequency of Venus, that is beauty, that is harmony, and that is present out in nature. Venus also help us to tap into the abundance, the richness. So Venus is also related to what we own, what we have, to the money, to the resources that we can have, and we can see also her energy out in nature and how abundant it is. You don't see one grain of sand out there, you see millions. You
Millions, like a
see,
pomegranate, all the pomegranate seeds, yeah, the fruits, yeah.
one leaf, you see thousands and millions and flowers, and that's nature, that vibration, like so strong, like so powerful, that jolt of frequency of life, and beauty, that is grace, that is joy, and that we can feel it and perceive that in our bodies. And Venus guide us to work within ourselves, go deeper, and find our jewels, the treasures that we have in our hearts, because those treasures are the ones that we offer into the world and share with the world. And she helps us also to go into that self-esteem, self-love, self-trust, so we can see within ourselves our own jewels, our own beauty, to shine our light out into the world. And that's the work with Venus. Also, Venus is not about doing, 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 doing. That's another job. Venus is also having spaces of time, pockets of time, of self-care for yourself, of leisure, of free time, of freedom, so you can enjoy life, so you can give to yourself, like take the time to smell the roses, to have a beautiful, nice cup of tea, to take a delicious bath that is gonna reset your nervous system, just like to paint a painting, to decorate, to beautify your space, where you're going to cook a meal and put it in a plate in a way that you're serving it for the goddess that resides within yourself. So
Oh, beautiful.
she goes from the perspective of what we see, but it brings us like very deep into our hearts, and to learn about the wisdom of our heart, but also the wisdom in our body, and that connection to spirit.
Wow. Oh, it just brings me so much joy listening to you speak about the medicine of Venus. And I was smiling and laughing even in moments, because today then couldn't have been more of a Venus day for me, Maria. Before we started the interview, I was sharing with you that I got locked out of my house in Türkiye. In Türkiye, the doors lock from the outside, so you need to have a key to get in. And the wind, I thought I was holding the door while I was grabbing my boots, and this is going to tie into what you were sharing here. So just bear with me. But there was a huge gust of wind, and it sucked the door shut. My cat was meowing outside, wanting food, and I said, "Oh shit!" I was getting the house ready. I closed all the doors. I had my backpack ready, everything. Oh, and today there was an electrical shutdown, but it was like a planned electrical shutdown, but I didn't know that was going to happen either. So I didn't know it was good. There was the electricity was going to go out. So I wanted to go to a cafe to get some work done. One that actually had a generator. I'm on the other side of the door. I can't get in. I cannot get in. And I start pacing like up and down the garden, like, okay, all right. So I was very undecided too this morning about what is the best, the most aligned thing for me to do. And then I just heard, I'm like, okay, so I guess that's not what I'm meant to do today, work in front of the computer. And we have someone who's living in our garden in our tiny house. She's a renter and beautiful, actually. Talk about Venus. She is a Venus goddess. She doesn't know it, but she is. So I think she actually just, I'm getting shivers now. She brought me the energy of Venus. And she's like, yeah, the electricity's out. What do we do? And her cell phone was dying. Okay. I need a plug. What am I going to do? We just like, oh, we'll go to one of our, well, favorite cafes. It's a beautiful cafe, beauty, beautiful place. We walked along the water and watched the most beautiful view of the sea and the changing of colors. And I tell you, Maria, to be totally transparent with you, without a wallet, without a cell phone, without a backpack, without a laptop, I actually felt naked. It was a weird feeling because that means then for a while I haven't been far enough from tech or whatever, for long stretches of time. So, to make a long story short, what landed for me was I had a joy day, first of all. Also away from, admin, let's say administrative stuff related to my business or things that you could say are not really bringing, the highest joy. There are things that I'm committed to as a business leader. But it made me really zero in on what started to really reflect on, okay, filtering, like sifting, when you sift the flour, sifting exactly what is bringing me joy and how am I going to put that in place in my business and in my creations this year. And I mean, now I thank the door. I thank the wind. I thank the wind for shutting that door. And then my family, my husband came home and I was able to enter. The lights came back on and yeah. But what I feel is that it's connected to this going down into the underworld, as you were sharing, that we're still in that time, right?
We will be for a while in that underworld
And
until
how long until she comes back up, or do you know?
February coming up.
Oh, okay, so it's quite a process.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's the whole her whole cycle is like 1 year and 8 months, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's
Yeah. Beautiful. Wow. Yeah. I
slow.
even took dead flowers out of vases, right? And just took them out. Okay, no, I've got to take care and yeah, freshen up the space. So, in terms of then architecture and interiors, then how can property owners, land stewards, architects, designers tap this and really start to, in a practical sense, start to incorporate her wisdom, the divine
So,
feminine, and yeah.
with Venus, what you can really tap into is the things that you really like, the frequency of the things that you really like. So Venus helps you to understand your DNA in terms of colors, what your favorite colors or images or symbols or things that you like. So she helped you to compose that palette. That DNA palette of things that you can use in your space. She helps you tap in your sense of style, like what is your style? And she helps you with the process of creation, so designing, doing art. So you can tap into her energy or connect to her energy through music, through poetry, through art. Like you will find her in those spaces. So you can use her energy to tap into a sacred moment, to create a sacred moment where you can feel yourself, feel what is your sense of composition, of design, and let spirit come through. Like we tend sometimes in the process of designing and creating, putting a lot of energy here in the head, in the brain, and we need to trust more our hearts, to drop into our hearts. Venus also helps us, again, as I mentioned initially, with our relationship. So what is our relationship with the energy of the space, the energy of the land, like to listen, to open, like Venus opens to receive. Like that's the nature of the feminine. Like our feminine organs are very inside, so we
Yeah.
open
Open.
to
Yeah.
receive. So that's something that with her is very clear. And she also can help us tap into, like, how does it feel in our spaces, the things that we do. Like, and once we know how they feel, we can also address what we need to maybe shift, what we
Right.
quick, what we need to bring in, to use it in our
Yeah.
space and in our design process. So again, as I was mentioning, is a process that is kind of like going within and to listen to your heart, trust, and maybe bring that visions and play. She's also, you know, it's like the play. We with Venus, we like nothing is gonna come through pure, clear. If you are not, you know, open and in playfulness and in enjoyment and
Letting go of also control, right? And
exactly, is more
more of
like
a surrender.
the flow, like flow. As you were mentioning today, you sometimes you want to do, but maybe
That was a control thing, right? I'm controlling what I, but
that you
I needed, we, it was such, it slowed everything down.
Yeah. And also Venus helped us to be your story, going back to your story today, in community, in communion,
Yes.
in friendship, and
Us. Relationship.
the feminine energy, the women in
Wow.
your life, the friends in your life. So it's also that support. So yeah, Venus also helps you to really tap into your vision. You know, to tap into what is the vision that you have, and again, how it is aligned with your values and with DNA, and then you can make your composition and put together your sense of creation.
Creation. So, and what I'm hearing then, just to reinforce this, is the slowing down, the opening up to receive, the surrendering to a certain degree to the unknown as well, right? That when you're playing, you're not really concerned about the end result or focused on a certain schedule or a certain outcome, but you're in the experiment, right? And allowing for things to be transmitted through you and then through the feeling realm, through the intuitive realm, which is the feminine, the gift of the feminine, isn't it?
And also she's riding this vehicle that is our body, you know, and she opens. So with Venus, we need to be very aware of the victim mentality, you know, I'm not a victim of anything. I'm playing my game, you know, I'm creating. I am so she really you need to tap into the excitement, into the joy, into the
Yes.
pleasure of the things. If you're designing and you're like, oh, I have to design this, or I have no, that's the wrong style.
Right.
Like first is like
Yeah, 100 different layout options, or yeah, just like overworking, overdoing, over, yeah.
be in that space that for you is a joy. You know how we are designers or we are creators or we want to transform our space. How do we get into that creative space with the best energy? Because if our energy is not clear,
Yeah.
that energy is gonna go through your creation. If you
Yeah.
put the in the seat of creation, doubt or anger or boredom or whatever call it, that's gonna slip through your design, through your creation. So it has to be like a clean channel of you with your space or you with your client or you with the earth or however it is. So it, remember, like Venus is the pure, like is the frequency of love, which is one of the highest frequencies that we find. So it's tapping into that and remembering, you know, like when you want to remember Venus, remember a rose, remember the beauty of life in simple things and how all of that is designed for me to bring in more life, to bring in more aliveness, to bring in more exuberance, to wildness, because that's life. Life is not
Flat.
you go into nature and you see like a fuchsia flower with, and that's life. It is not just brown and maroon and
I just need to point
like
out
flower is
the
all over.
beautiful colors you're wearing and the beautiful painting behind you and the stunning image behind the candle and the plants. And I mean, I'm just laughing because I mean, I don't know about you, but I worked in offices where predominantly everyone was wearing gray, dark gray, black,
I know.
maybe one smidgen of red every once in a while. White, gray, black. Right? The typical architect. I think one of my old students, she talked about the turtleneck, the black turtleneck architect, right? And of course, black has its place. Respect to black, and it's time to, right? The fuchsia flower. To bring the love. And I think that that's also some of the beautiful architecture in South America, as well as other places in the world have brought to the maybe the West, or I don't know what to call it, West, East, or whatever, but you know, there are some cultures that have a very healthy relationship with color. Whereas others, I mean, I grew up in Toronto.
Yeah.
Maria, it's a sad scene. It's very sad. When you go into some restaurants, they're beautiful designs. There's a lot of color being used, but generally the exterior, the architecture is very boring. And then I remember, you know, going to Mexico City, you know, seeing the architecture of, you know, Louis Barragán and, you know, Frida Kahlo, walking through Frida Kahlo's house. And it just, that's a whole other world.
Yeah, and also talking, coming back to, you know, nature and how nature aligns us with Venus, like color, how color is a medicine, how color is a medicine for the soul. And each color has a different spectrum that is meant to touch you in a different way. So, how much more could we embrace color in our lives? And I forgot to mention something very beautiful that I wanted to remember for this conversation is how Venus has been related to artistry, to being an artisan. You know, like when a person that loves a material of the earth so much that is mastering in such a graceful way that love managing that material and
Wow.
creating these crafts, you know, like how she's present in the details in a beautiful jewelry piece made exquisite, a beautiful piece of furniture made out of wood, and then the velvet that is on top of it and how it feels in your body, but then also a piece of pottery
Yeah.
someone created, or XYZ, but she also connects us to that level of, you know, love,
Craft,
real
the
craft.
refinement, yeah, and physical. It's a there's a physical quality to it too. Yeah.
Also that's how you can identify something that is really artisan is with the love, because you can see the passion behind
Yeah. Yeah.
that's not replicable in a machine. Like
No.
that's how is that human, you know, like
Yeah.
how to be a human in this body and embracing all of those beautiful.
Wow, yeah, I just got shivers when you're saying that, and I thought of, Chartres Cathedral, right? The stained glass, a true labor of love, that building, and many other ancient works of architecture. Just the Gaudi in Barcelona, right? Like, it's just like psh, incredible, the crafts.
My crap.
Carlos Scarpa, I just think about some architects in the later years, like just the craft,
Or
the
how can we?
detailing.
Yes.
Ah.
Like how can we still, you know, how can could we learn about our own history through the pots that we found buried in the soil, through the textiles, through the,
Yeah.
so through this face of the goddess that has been always alive through the connection of our hearts, through our hands, you know, and the power that our hands have in creating this new reality, like how we really can tap with her into being the creators of our own reality and backing that with that frequency Venus.
Oh, so powerful, so powerful. And as you speak too, I think of my collaborator Anemona Krishan, who's a metaphysical artist, and she's discovering now that her works that she's been she birthed through, actually, as a result of communing with the Temple of Artemis, which is the main mystery power play center that I'm guiding women architects to. We have very intimate retreats there, and I mean, it's incredible what's she's discovering through these works of art that have birthed through her, which are quite different than her older works of art. And we're seeing architecture birth through them. Venus is very connected. She's like, oh my God, this is like so connected to the some wisdom that's coming through Venus right now. And what we're receiving more and more, and it's actually being heightened now, and now it's all clicking, as you share this with me, is that we're being guided by the goddess to build more and more in physical form. Gather the women, gather the priestesses, the temple builders, gather them in community, in relationship, and we need to come together and build a temple, build many in different parts of the world. And when I say temple, it doesn't mean, I know that everyone who's listening totally understands what I mean when I say temple. I'll be 100% confident there. Any of you who are not totally clear on that is a temple can be a home, it can be a garden, it can be a community, it can be a landscape design, it could even be a piece of furniture. I'm sure Maria would agree to that. And so it's time, and It can be very discouraging for some who, with all the labor costs and the money, the inflation, and I mean the resources, I mean accessing certain things are very challenging now. And when we're in that joy, in that space of receiving and opening up to the play and the beauty that wants to stream through, I mean, it's incredible what kinds of synchronicities occur
And
to make it
also,
all happen, to make it a reality.
what you were just mentioning, that that maybe we cannot afford doing certain things, in a process of design or whatever. Sometimes when we just open and connect with what we have in our hearts first, sometimes people that have their projects ready to go and build, and they're just like, no, we have to build this, we have to do this, but they connect so little with their vision. They connect so little with what they're creating, with what they are putting all their investments on, or all their resources on, instead of maybe taking 2 steps back and going within and feeling
Is
that,
this aligned?
and what I need to create. And as you were mentioning, a temple or a sanctuary is a place that we build as sacred. And what is a sacred? Sacred is holding within ourselves and within our space the sacredness of life, and that devotion to life, and that connection to spirit, that it can be done in many ways. So that is the beauty of Venus calling us to work from another place, for working from a place of connection, of true connection, with our intuition, with our inner compass, our inner guide, to move us forward, and less just from the reason and from fear, less from fear, because we are in this moment washed over horror news and
Day to day, yeah, every day, yeah.
all these things that are manipulated in a certain level, but there are also other realities that we cannot forget. So how can we tap into that openness and the expansion and the creation and the beauty and the love and the joy and being alive in this beautiful body vessel and receiving, and not from fear, from, no, you're gonna die.
Yeah, basically, isn't that it? Yeah,
We
that
are
survival consciousness.
alive, and we need to create a better relationship with ourselves, with the people around us, and with Mother Earth. We need to create more balance. We need to create more harmony. We need to create a more of a reciprocal relationship where we are aware of what is going outside of us, and thinking about the generations in the future and how to build in a more graceful way, where we are thinking about the next generations that are going to come, not just about me, not just about this harmony, that this field of love, that if we are here in this body, in nature, in Mother Earth, we need to start developing a more conscious and a more aware relationship with her, turn off the autopilot mode, and become more into an intention creative state.
I love it. Thank you. This is so beautiful. So beautiful. Yeah, turn off the autopilot, come more into this intentional, creative, creation state. So powerful. So powerful. Wow, Maria. Yeah. There's so much wisdom streaming through you. Thank you so much for sharing today. I mean, I'm certain that our audience will be juiced up by the color, by the beauty, by the words, and take a moment to reflect. And yeah.
One more thing that I really need to mention is that
Absolutely.
when we tap into this energy of Venus, she's asking us to amplify our wave, like amplify our light, like come out with all your colors, with all your, again, your exuberance, your wildness, your most inner nature,
Yeah.
wild
Yeah.
nature.
Yeah. No holding back, right? Yeah.
Yeah, because if we dim our light, we won't be able, or others won't be able to see the medicine that we're bringing to the world. So we need to open more, turn on the volume, turn up the volume,
Yeah. Yeah.
shine brighter. That's a message.
I
Yes.
love it. And as you were speaking, I just saw a flower unfold, like opening up even more. She doesn't hold back the flower, right? You were sharing examples of how we see Venus in nature. And yeah, this is for those of you who are listening and are on the edge, on the threshold of conventional architecture and stepping into, or rather hearing the nudges from spirit, hearing the nudges from within, your body is giving you the signs. Maria and I are fully expressing ourselves and in terms of, our language of spirit and weaving it with architecture. And it's time you do too. The world needs your medicine. The world needs your medicine. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Maria. Before we close today, I would love for you to share with our audience what you're up to. How can they get in touch with you? What are some of your offerings, courses, events? We'd love to know.
Okay, so I work right now with different offerings. I am working with one-on-one consultations or time where we can work with your space, and I work in different ways with my clients in this way, helping them use their space in a different way, or align with their space, or overcome different difficulties with their space, or just to find more aliveness and more juice in their spaces. But I also have created a course that was launched in May this year, and it was a vision and that I had in my heart for so long, and I was doubting it for a while, and this time was time to bring it out into the world, and the name is Awaken Your Sacred Space. So it is a course where I weave intentional design with astrology, or I call it like the alchemy of the home and astrology, to help you understand your energetic archetypes in the moment of composing or designing your space. So this is a course that I'm offering right now, and I have also like just a little course of Venus if you are desiring this connection with the goddess too.
Beautiful.
Those are the three type of offerings that I have right now, and the best way to connect with me is through my website. I'm not very active in social media yet. My website is Spaces to Love with the number two. And over there, I have a little bit of my work. And I am also in a process of shifting a little bit, like the trajectory of these all this baggage of architecture and all this baggage that of the things that I have done. But now I'm kind of like bringing in more of the magic that now I want to see. So I mean, in this transition moment. So yeah, those are my offerings right now.
Fantastic. For those of you who are listening to the audio, the podcast, or watching the YouTube video, you'll be able to find Maria's links below in the description. So wonderful. Yeah, Maria, it was so great to have you on the show today. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for your work. And thank you for bringing the beauty. Thank you for bringing the craft and the color and helping people to alchemize, transform their spaces so they can transform themselves.
Yeah, thank you so much, Aisha, for having me here. I really appreciate you giving me this space on your beautiful podcast, and I am a deep admirer of your work. So
Thank you so much, Maria.
soon
Yeah.
we will be
Thank
able to
you.
do
Thank you
better.
so much. Yay. All right. Until next time, until the next conversation. All right, everyone. It was great to have you in our sacred temple today. And see you next time. Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the New Earth Architectress. It's my intention to inspire more women architects and designers to come out of hiding and unleash their intuitive powers to lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and their divine calling while making a powerful impact on Earth. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe, leave a 5-star review on iTunes, and share this episode with women who you know are feeling the nudges to take the big leap and bridge spirit with design. You can find out more about me and the New Earth Architectress movement by visiting aisharosemelodyhassan.com. Until next time, gule gule.